had a good morning already. It was an enjoyable singing together. I'm supposed to use... Well, what I've been thinking about the last while is my own relationship with God, and it's just been a challenge to my own life. And so what God laid on my heart was that each of us would have an intimate relationship with Christ. The reason I'm probably sharing this is because of the need in my own life. That what I want to start with, and if I have a title for it, I'd probably say Communion with Christ. The first thing I want to look at is how in the Old Testament, I'll give you a little picture of how holy and how much respect they had for the most holy place in the tabernacle. In Leviticus 16, you read how Aaron was not just to go in the holy place just whenever and however he pleased, but he was to go in only once a year and not without blood. He was to offer first for himself, then for the people. Leviticus 16, I'm going to read a few verses there and try to give us a little picture. So Leviticus 16:2 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Speak unto Aaron thy brother that he come not at all times, at any time, into the holy place within the veil, before the ark, before the mercy seat which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat." So we see he wasn't just supposed to just come in at any time. There was a specific times that God had given to him to go in there, and he was not to go in without blood. And this was the only time, once a year, that only the high priest was to enter the holy place. So this is what they were to do to be, all of Israel, to be cleaned from all their sins before the Lord, to be cleared from all that. Then in, I'll read a verse in Hebrews 9:8, kind of puts things, explains things for us there. Hebrews 9, verse 1. "Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick, and the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark and the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the gold pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood." So if he would have went without blood, I think he would have died. "Which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was standing." So, it wasn't yet made open for everybody at that time. And so, when Jesus was come to earth, he shed his blood so that we can freely and boldly enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by the blood of Jesus. The veil was rent from top to the bottom on Jesus, from the day of Jesus' death on the cross. We can only go to the Father but by Jesus Christ. In a verse in Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. As Aaron had to take blood in the most holy place, where he would die, the blood of Jesus must be applied to our life, or we will die spiritually. We don't have to be afraid, but with boldness come before him, and he will cleanse us from dead works to serve the living God. God greatly desired that we would believe on him and come in close communion with him. If we want fellowship with him, I have a verse here to read. 1 John 1, 3-7. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And the reason I take this verse is because if you look up fellowship in the Strong's, it actually, fellowship and communion come out to the same word. So it's kind of where I picked that verse. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin. So here we see that if we walk in the light, that we have fellowship with him. But if we don't walk in the light, then we won't have fellowship with him. John 15:1-4. There's a little bit there. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. So we must abide in him, otherwise we won't be experiencing this fellowship and communion with him, and we will die. I have a verse I'm going to read in Isaiah 5:1-4. It's a little bit different verse here. Isaiah 5:1. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song, my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it. And the reason I was thought of reading this is because it's kind of where we're at, and it's a kind of an allegory of where we're at and how do we respond to everything God has given to us. But he made a wine press therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when it looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And so it just, the challenge to us is are we abiding in Him and taking hold of the grace and power that He has given us? Or are we just being slothful and just going through life and not taking life very important? And then I just wanted to read that. I just really like that verse in Hebrews 10. I want to read that again before I sit down. Hebrews 10:19-23. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. That's all I have.
A tremendous blessing it is to know that our God invites us into that communion with Him, that secret place of fellowship with our God. And I was thinking of the verse in Psalm 25 as you were sharing. Psalm 25:14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show him His covenant." And in the Spanish, it says that word "secret" there is translated "intimate communion." The intimate communion of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. Praise the Lord that we have a Father that wants to have an intimate relationship with us and wants us to abide in that communion with Him and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, I greet you all in the name of the Lord. It is a tremendous blessing to be here and to have fellowship with you all as well, and to see all of your faces, and just to be edified and encouraged in the Lord. I bring you greetings from the church in Villa Serrano. And I just want to extend our heartfelt appreciation for all of you, for our church family here. We love you all. We feel your love and support. And I have a very special letter from Brother Miguel that he wrote. He stayed up late and wrote it. And as we were passing by his house at 3 o'clock in the morning, he came out and he hand delivered this letter to me so that I could bring it to you. And it says, it was written on the 13th of July, 2023, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ Jesus who are at the church at Bern. Grace and peace to you from our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brethren, we want to thank you for the many blessings that we have received from you. Thank you for all the sacrifice and love. We have been able to see and feel the love and mercy of God to us through you all. We feel unworthy of receiving such love from the people of God. We are very grateful to God and to you that we have been rescued from the misery of sin. And we are able to say that only by the grace of God we are what we are now. It is the desire of our hearts to serve God, who alone is worthy of our all. We want to learn to love Him more and to love and serve our brothers in Christ. We feel very unworthy to have the great blessing of having a faithful brotherhood to support us, that supports us. We send our greetings to you, grateful for your love and prayers. Grace be with you all, with love and humility in Christ, Miguel and Lisa. And yes, so I wanted to share that with you all and also echo his gratefulness and his desire that you continue to pray for us as we seek to serve the Lord there in Bolivia and to shine the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ so that there could be a church built up and a brotherhood functioning and growing and thriving. And we thank you all for your love and concern and prayers for us. And may God bless you all.